since you were the banjo player of the group, I can't help but ask if you started out playing the jazz with the jazz style that you have, or did you start out with, like everyone else, with the bluegrass in mind and the Earl Scruggs style of picking?
Well, I started out with the most modern, far-out stuff I could possibly lay my hands on. I was really crazy, and I later had to ground myself in the traditional style in order to do the jazz correctly. I started out listening to Tony Trischka, who is a very modern banjo player and a terrific banjo player, and I got real into his style and I became a clone of his. And then one day I was working with a band called Tasty Licks, and a fellow named Pat Enright was a great traditional bluegrass singer, and he kind of turned me on to the old stuff. And then I studied Crow and Scruggs a whole lot, and in fact I think they're phenomenal players. I learned at least as much from them as I did from Tony.
How long have you been playing?
Since I was 15, so I guess it's getting up to about 8-9 years.
Now, where are you from, Bailey?
New York City.
What kind of reactions do you get in New York City? Do they appreciate the touch of bluegrass in your sound?
Well, I think everybody likes you when you play like yourself. You know, nobody likes to hear you imitating. And when I got past the point of sounding like other people, I think a lot of my friends in New York liked it a lot better when I wasn't imitating as much.
Tell me about the other members in the band and where they're from.
Well, John Cowan grew up in Louisville in Evansville, Indiana. He's just a terrific singer in a sort of a, well, he's had a hard way to go being such a great singer, such a modern style singer in bluegrass. But I think people have come around. When he first hit the scene, people didn't know what to make of the rock and roll in his voice, but now people just are enjoying it. Sam Bush needs no introduction. He's just one of the very best mandolin players and fiddle players and bluegrass people in the world, and he's terrific at everything, including rock and roll and jazz. I mean, everybody knows about Sam. And then there's Pat Flynn, who's the guy everybody says, who's Pat Flynn? Here's a great cat from L.A. who nobody's ever heard of, who doesn't sound like anyone else, and he's got his own style. And
is he also one of the newer members of the band?
Yeah, he joined right when I did. He also writes songs that I think sound like AM hits. We do some of them. You know, I think that our music is a lot more accessible than a lot of the modern bands that play, because we have John singing and the songs that Pat's writing, and we're trying to do a show that people can listen to. And I think in the old days the revival was a lot more introspective, and nowadays we're trying to focus on the audience, doing tunes that people will like, and I think that's a positive step.